This is Hee-won Kim, and you're listening to Late Night Jam. To start off, tonight's guest is a technological advancement enthusiast and former program manager of Tesla, Cecilia Choi. Please welcome her. So, Cecilia, a common word we hear on the internet is technological breakthrough. What do you think of that?
Well, Hee-won, the actual meaning of a technological breakthrough is overcoming something and having an achievement for. For example, making a difficult new discovery for curing a disease. As you know, there has been numerous technological breakthroughs where there are different types of car ranging from gasoline to electric ones, and fold phones into smartphones, and now to foldable smartphones. And whether you realize it or not, we humans have been going through technological breakthroughs. Currently, there have been many developments that led up to a point where electric cars were assembled. However, electric cars were not popular due to their foul-looking features. However, Tesla, a company where they have been manufacturing electric cars, have stepped up their game and have been focusing on how they can improve the aesthetics and the prejudice of what electric cars are capable of.
So, are you saying that Tesla's electric cars are a possible technological breakthrough?
Yes, according to my sources. First of all, Tesla was founded in 2003 by a group of engineers who wanted to prove that people didn't need to compromise to drive electric. That electric vehicles can be better, quicker, and more fun to drive than gasoline cars. Today, Tesla builds not only all electric vehicles, but also infinitely scalable clean energy generation and storage products. Tesla believes the faster the world stops relying on fossil fuels and moves towards a zero emission future, the better. Not to mention it again, but Tesla is an innovative company because it has beyond the initial problem and extended its work to solve issues that ripple out from the primary concern. Tesla has not only thought about how the car will work, however, has considered how energy systems can be created to function more effectively and support the networks of cars. For example, electric cars without infrastructure would mean the electric vehicle not capable of progressing, and Tesla had recognized it and expanded their work to cover all bases and said creating their own preferred battery that allows greater speed and far more mileage than any other available in the industry.
That's astounding. By any chance, do you own a Tesla yourself?
Haha, yes, you. I own a Tesla as well.
Was it compulsory to own a Tesla because you worked at the company, or was it your decision?
It was definitely my decision. As a former employee, I myself knew the positive effects Tesla strives to reach because Tesla has economically contributed more than $5 billion US dollars to California's state economy and supported over 51,000 jobs in 2017. As one of the largest manufacturers in California and the only remaining car manufacturer, 2017 saw Tesla generate more than $5 billion US dollars in economic activity within the state. It also showed big companies that electric cars were possible and started pushing the society into the future of electric cars and reducing carbon footprints of society.
That's fascinating to know, Cecilia. I would like to own a Tesla someday as well. However, as you know, not all cars are perfect and durable. So what are some areas you think that Tesla might need to improve on their electric cars?
So people say and believe that people should start driving electric cars to prevent any more global warming, air pollution, and etc. Just for the sake of future generations. However, we need to realize that electric cars are not fully independent on fossil fuels yet. This problem is also applicable to Tesla. Tesla is currently indirectly dependent on fossil fuels. However, they're planning to go green in the upcoming decade. In a Tesla Model 3, Tesla turns your smartphone and app into a key fob on steroids. There's no need to think about unlocking doors or pushing a start button and even simply stepping on the brake pedal. The car is ready to roll. A surprise or whatnot, it automatically turns the car off and on and locks the doors because its smart tech knows when you walk away. It's brilliant that Tesla manages to eliminate unnecessary steps to create an experience that feels lighter and easier than a traditional vehicle where we need to actually press keys and lock and unlock. I personally really enjoy this system because it is so much easier and I don't need to worry about locking the car doors. But because I usually carry my phone in my back pocket, it took me a few days to realize at first that I needed to twist my hips for the car to pick up the phone's low range signal.
Wowzers, I mean, who would have known that electric cars were capable of using smartphones as virtual keys and in addition to the automatic detection? It's truly an innovation. But I also think the back-twisting part to get the phone's low-range signal could get some hands-on.
It couldn't have been said any better.
We have been talking about the development of electric cars so far. Now we discussed about the past, let's go to the future, shall we?
Sure, you will.
Electric cars are a huge deal these days. They are starting to be the state of the art. However, whilst there are many pros to having electric cars, in the present, there might be some possible cons. So my question to you is, Cecilia, if there are problems to these electric cars in the future, how does it impact the world?
Oh, well, yes, there's quite a lot of cons actually, but I'll be only talking about the most recent issues that I think will be some potential problems in the future. First of all, Tesla should fulfill orders. They take orders from customers saying that they will be able to produce 5,000 vehicles per week by the end of the year on February 2017. But in November, Musk was whistling another tune, production hell, and he started to push the dates even more until June 2018. Many customers received an email from the company regarding a slightly later window of late 2018 or early 2019. If the company sticks to that timeline, some consumers could get their cars 3 years later after ordering them. And if Tesla wants to build a loyal customer base, the first thing they should work on is filling out orders. Last but not least, Tesla needs to make money. After 10 years of losses, Tesla finally announced its very first quarterly profit in 2013. But sadly, it didn't keep that up. In February 2018, the company announced that it ended 2017 with its largest quarterly loss, $675 million. What Tesla could do for the world is extraordinary. Hoping that Musk and co. can figure out how to untangle these ordinary problems before they trip over themselves and fall short of accomplishing the extraordinary.
Oh gosh, I didn't know much about the possible cons Tesla has been going through. Neither did I know that these could affect their future plans. But something a little more important than a Tesla is that we've run out of time. Who would have known that talking about Tesla and technological breakthroughs are this interesting? To be honest, if it wasn't for today's discussion, I wouldn't really looked into any of these articles and such. In the next podcast, we'll be discussing about the development of food around the world. This was your host, Hee-Woon Kim, and you've been listening to Late Night Jam. Thank you.